Now he'd be Apa Nui, heads Te Tauriwhiri Te Reo Māori, the Māori Language Commission. And today we're talking about the huge uptake of people training for their translator's licence. A warm welcome to you, Ngāhi Wī Tēnā Koe.
Morena Dale, ngā mihi nui ki a koe, bra.
Good to talk with you. And the surge in interest in being translators, I guess, with the skills that our younger people have now, this is a welcome kaupapa. What's your read of the lay of the land and the translation scene?
Oh, look, I think what we're seeing now, you know, are the fruits of the seeds that were sown back in the 90s and the early 2000s with Kura Kaupapa and Kohanga. So those ones now have come out of Kura Kaupapa at university or are working. And are looking now to, you know, to have their skills recognised and to be able to, you know, to become translators. And there is a huge demand for translation at the moment, and we struggle to meet the demand. And so having, you know, this, we've had cohorts in our training for the last 2 years that have been over 100 people. Some of them come back again, and I encourage people, look, if you don't pass the first time, come back and have another go. But the wonderful thing is, in the last 2 years, we've certified over 70 translators, which is huge, because normally, you know, we're looking at about maybe a cohort of 10 that'll get through, but we've had you know, over 30 in the last 2 years. And the interesting thing was a young man at 18 years of age, all the way from Dunedin, of Ngāi Tahu and Ngāpuhi descent, is the youngest ever. Passed the exam at 18 years of age.
It's amazing, isn't it? How many translators would we have in the country?
Generally, we've got around 100, 120, but what we're tending to find is that there's only about maybe 20 that are active. And when I mean active, I mean doing more than 10 hours worth of translation per week. A lot of people are getting sitting the exam, I think, because they want their skills recognised rather than going straight away into translation. But it's something that they can do later on, but feeling like they, you know, they want to do it now. And what we're trying to do is to say to these people, you need to start translating now because there is a huge demand for it, and we need to satisfy the demand. And what it's asked of us, Dale, is a lot more. Generally, our certification system is you sit the exam, you pass, you become a translator. We now know that that's not good enough. We know now that the overseas experience is that you need a certification process, which goes on for 2 to 3 years, which is based on supporting people who pass the exam. The exam becomes the first step in becoming a translator. So you pass the exam. Let's say you become a novice translator. Then we work with you. We provide support with you over a period of 2 years to become a fully fledged translator so that when you're going out and you're doing work, for instance, there's a translation out at the moment, which is, I think, something like Look After the Things You Love. It's translated as Tiaki Oku Taonga. Now, anybody who can speak Māori knows that that's not right. So, you know, but we're getting that type of thing happening. And we need more translators who have been through the license and been through the training, but have also been supported properly over a period of 2 years out there, so that they're not being, you know, criticised for translations like that. So there's a lot more to be done for us, and we've received funding in the last year to be able to smarten up our system, and we'll be doing that. But the most encouraging thing is that we're getting these 100 people every year who want to become translators.
What sort of earn might you expect as a translator? What would be an hourly rate? Any ideas?
Yep. So generally we recommend that a translator be paid, Te Reo Māori translator be paid $120 an hour. Now, some of the translation companies around the world are saying, nah, it's 55 or 60. But you see, here's the thing. There's only one Te Reo Māori, and there's only one place that it's spoken, and there's only one place that it's been revived, and it's here in Aotearoa. So we need to give our people some incentive to get out there and to be translating. We also need to recognise the fact that translators of English into Te Reo Māori and vice versa are fairly rare. And so if you want work done, you're going to have to pay for it. But if you don't pay for it, then you end up with bad translations like that one that I've just used as an example. So we're really aware of those types of things. But there is, you know, for instance, if we were to put our new certification process in place, which we're working on now, which will be up in the next 2 years, you would start off, once you'd gone through the exam, you'd be able to charge $60. If you got through to being an intermediate translator, you'd be able to charge $90. And if you became a fully fledged translator, it'd be $120 per hour. But there are some translators who charge by the word, and some will charge 10 or 20 cents per word on a page, which I find not a particularly way to go. It's a bit finicky, because what do you count as a word? Is the you know, for instance, an R a word? Is E a word? you know, those types of things. So our preference is that when our translators go out and charge out for their work, they charge out at 120 an hour.
Fair enough. Once you're ticketed as a fully fledged translator, is that applicable for life?
That's applicable for life. And look, you know, we will not only will we be smarting up our part of smarting up our system is actually having, you know, annual meetings with our translators, because it's one of our statutory functions is to actually issue a translation certificate. So we need to actually make sure that there's plenty of support for them to do well. There's support for them if their work, the quality of their work is questioned. There's support for them when they're struggling, for instance, with running a business. We find one of the things that translators get into trouble with is tax. Because, you know, once you earn over $30,000 a year, you're supposed to register for GST. And you can't charge for GST unless you're registered. and these things are problems for translators, getting their heads around actually running a business. Because when you're charging out like that, you have to account for that income properly, particularly if you've already got a full-time job. And it's got to be accounted for separately from the money you get from your full-time job. So it's really, really important that they have business systems set up. It's also really important, too, that they understand the ethics of being a translator. You know, for instance, being realistic with your quotes. So if something's going to take you an hour to do, only quote for an hour. Something's going to take you 10 hours to do, only quote for 10 hours. Understand that you've got an ethical obligation to have your work checked. So, you know, as good as we are, and some of us are outstanding at translation, you always tend to make a mistake. You know, usually it's a typo. It'll be something like leaving a macron off a word or something like that. But whatever it is, you need somebody to check it just to make sure that those kinds of things are picked up. It's that funny thing, bro, you know, it's like playing your own music. You think, wow, that's really great. And you give it to somebody else and they look at it and go, no, bro, that's wrong. You know, you're out of time there. That's out of scale. That's out of key or whatever. It's a similar thing with translation.
And the same in journalism with proofreading. You can have written it, read it, think it's all clear to go, and then someone will pick up an apostrophe that's missing or a typo, as you say. So, it's really neat to know that we've got more people interested in being translators, and that's a reflection, as Ngahi, we started off in our conversation, on the efforts that have been put in over the last 30 or 40 years to create opportunities for our people to learn our tongue. Always neat to have you on the show. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today again, Ngahi.
My pleasure, Dale, and always wonderful to talk to you, huh?
Ngā mihi, te tōkana, kia ora.
All right.